No mother in the U.S. should lose her son due to insulin rationing, and no father should have to rely on buying insulin from Canada to keep his child alive. Listening to this startling testimony from actor Victor Garber during a Senate hearing in Washington, D.C. this summer, I started thinking about how citizens can voice their concerns to their government officials to enact change. Freedom of speech, in fact, is just one of the many freedoms that we enjoy in America. Freedoms that were hard won by men and women who were willing to sacrifice everything to purchase it. And I realized this is what makes America great. In July of 2019, I had the incredible opportunity to travel to Washington, D.C. as a delegate to the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation Children's Congress. 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, and since then, I have worked to advocate for all those living with type 1 diabetes. When I spoke directly to my senators and representative about the unacceptably high cost of insulin, I learned the true power that my voice has. I left each of my meetings feeling reassured that my congresswomen really listened to me and will continue working on this important issue. My experience on Capitol Hill opened my eyes and showed me democracy in action. In a democratic society, we enjoy many freedoms. Standing in the National Archives Museum, I was awestruck as I gazed at the charters of freedom. Reading the words of the Constitution made me feel grateful for the tremendous freedoms that we enjoy. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of press, freedom of assembly, and freedom to petition the government, the cornerstones of our democracy. The Founding Fathers' vision for America still holds our nation together today, and these freedoms are what make America great. In contrast, when I visited the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum, I was reminded of what can happen when freedoms are not protected. In 1938, Kristallnacht, which shattered the lives of many Jewish people, signaled the rapid erosion of freedom in Europe. During the Second World War, the German government quickly devolved from a democracy into a dictatorship, in which power was only used for self-gain and privilege for a select few. Thus, it is imperative to protect the freedoms for which so many have fought and given their lives, and never to take these freedoms for granted. Throughout our history, however, not all Americans have been able to enjoy these freedoms. As I walked through the National Museum of African American History and Culture, I became immersed in the displays which traced the history of racial discrimination in our country. From the paradox of Thomas Jefferson, who declared that all men are created equal, yet was himself a slaveholder, to the powerful example of Martin Luther King Jr., who inspired people with his impassioned words in his "I Have a Dream" speech, great progress has been made in extending freedoms to all, regardless of race. Much remains to be done, but what makes America great is the continued effort by many Americans to work for justice and equality for all. However, these freedoms come at a high cost. Freedom is not free and requires great sacrifice. In Washington, D.C., I visited the many memorials honoring the fallen men and women who have served our nation throughout history, and was reminded of the impact of their heroic actions. At the Vietnam Memorial, for instance, I found it easy to get lost in the seemingly endless list of names etched into the shiny black wall and forget the humanity of the people behind the names. But as I walked along the wall, I saw pictures, poems, and other items left as memorials by family members to honor their fallen loved ones. These mementos reminded me that each name represented someone's child, parent, spouse, or friend. These are the people who make America great. As I gazed at the names on the wall, I saw my reflection in the black granite and realized that the sacrifices made by so many others are what allow me to live in freedom. And reflecting on all these men and women who make America great, I am filled with deep gratitude. It is through their willingness to speak up for what they believe in to effect change and to fight to preserve our freedom at great personal cost that allows us to live in a free and democratic society. As I think back to my experiences as a delegate to the JDRF Children's Congress, as one of 160 children living with type 1 diabetes from all across the country, I realize that we, too, raised our voices together to influence change. We are the future. We will build on the foundations which our forefathers have established for us, and we will strive to keep America great.